Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. Hi, everybody. I want to talk to you today about liars. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Not okay. What's wrong with me? Can you guess the biggest liar of all time? Anybody? No? The biggest liar of all time is your fears. I know, right? Plot twist. Y'all thought I was gonna like expose an ex-boyfriend or something. Not today. No, I don't know about you, but I say some really mean things to myself sometimes. I tell myself like, I'm gonna be single forever. Why didn't my life go a different way? The world can be so unfair at times. Like, you guys, I go down rabbit holes like I'm Alice in freaking Wonderland, okay? But the thing is that these are all just lies. Our mind straight up lies to us so that we don't have to be rejected or embarrassed or try new things or take risks. And the thing is, the best things in life come from risks, come from those opportunities where we might be rejected or we might be embarrassed or we might try new things, right? Falling in love, having babies, going on trips, moving to new cities, switching jobs, leaving negative friendships or negative relationships. These thoughts that we have about how we aren't good enough, we're not smart enough, we never have the nicest things or the newest things, we're unlovable, we're never going to succeed, we are fine with a relationship that's good enough and I'll figure it out. Like, these thoughts are lies. This is something that I do all the time with my clients. When we think these lies, we need to narrow down what the facts are and what the fears are. So when you have a thought like this, right? Like, let's take me for example. I'll use a really vulnerable, embarrassing part of my life. So I think often I will be single forever because I am ambitious. And that is a thought I do often have. But let's take a step back though. Like, the fears here are obviously I'm going to be single forever because I'm ambitious. And that is there to keep me safe because I have a fear that if I give up any of the space in my life that it could slow me down, right? But the facts are that if ambitious women couldn't ever find love, then nobody would have a partner after a certain level in their life. Like, and that's just false. The actual facts prove this insecurity wrong. Plenty of ambitious women have strong relationships. The right man will love and be interested in my ambition and your ambition if that's an insecurity you have. That feeling is probably just a fear of rejection, a way to stay comfortable in my life, and it's a blatant lie. So I know you have insecurities. I know that you have things in your life, right? So what insecurity do you have floating around in your brain? That one that comes up when I ask that question, what is that? Is it about your body, your finances, maybe your job or your relationship or your family? So take a step back and say, hey, thought, yeah, you're a liar, okay? And I know you're a liar because if you were true, then that would mean everybody else would blah, 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 right? Find the facts. The facts are that X, Y, and Z. And the facts are that you are good enough. You are lovable. You are doing amazing, sweetie. Little mean girl line. You are a good person. You are smart enough. Everything else that is fact, remember those things. You get to choose your thoughts. So that insecurity that pops up in your brain, you get to like right hook, jab, uppercut out of it or whatever. I don't obviously know much about
I don't even know if that's boxing, but basically, like, you get to tell that thing to kick it, right? Get out of here. We're done with you today. You're a liar. We are focusing on the facts, and the facts are that we're good enough. We're lovable. The fact is I have some guy honking outside my window. My goodness. Anyway, let's focus on the facts today, guys. Let's give ourselves some love. I'm sending you love. I'm sending you good vibes today. Let's face these insecurities with some real cold hard data, you know? That's all.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.